Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no other place to be than right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And if I get gigantic bucks, I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Larry Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
What's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are now tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio, Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. We got a great show lined up for you because that's just what it is. That's what we do. Before I go any further, let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rap Star, what's the deal, baby?
What's up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Rap Star, man. Yo, great show tonight.
Yo,
man. It's going to be a great show. I'm hyped up. I'm DMX over here. What? Balking that nigga.
Oh, no. This is the dog. No, not deep enough.
Nah, you gotta go deep within. You know, you got what? You know, you got, you know, bring that. Yeah. You know,
watch the dog, baby.
Yeah.
Tony, this, how you feeling, boo?
Man, rushing, all over. I had to break my neck trying to get in the damn house. Somebody wasted my time today, and you know. And I'm like, motherfucker, I got shit to do.
We don't want to waste the time because time is money. We don't want it today.
Thank you all day long. I keep trying to tell people. Had to rush the Family Dollar, rush back. I literally just walked in the house like a minute and a half ago. Mad as hell.
Hey, you know, the time is forward now, so you're losing time, actually. You know, the time
No, I've been up.
So.
I've been up. I never laid down when I talked to y'all earlier. My ass been up. This person just wasted my time. It was like 6 o'clock. I'm like, motherfucker, I got shit to do.
Honey,
by the time I got
sleep.
My clothes.
She don't sleep.
Yes, I do. Now they got a bitch on these sleeping pills. I ain't trying to take them because I ain't trying to wake up with my face twisted and shit, you know? Looking all sorts of crazy.
What you mean?
They trying to make a big smoke
about?
Weed and shit. I don't do nan drugs except for what the doctor give me. Now they're trying to put a bitch on weed and all type. It's for pain. No. That's a drug to me. I can be a drug to everybody else, but it's a drug to me, and I don't want it. Well, talking about put it on your tongue. That's the only thing that go on my tongue is dicks with condoms most of the time.
You starting that shit early.
Every now and then, a little clip. But, you know.
But Summer, yeah, about that. We gonna pause that notion real quick, and then we gonna pay these bills, man. You know what it is. Let's get these dollhouse announcements going. Royalty, what's going on, Mom?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse Radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, and if you're just not tuning in, you live with All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. Get in 646-595-4038. Push that one if you got something to say. If not, and you made a mistake, push it again. It'll take it back. But it's that time for that. Where they do that at?
Yo, I got something crazy. I got something crazy for y'all. Something that would kind of make you think twice about, you know, you going and shopping for food. If you actually listen to the radio station right now, you eating something, drop the shit. Don't throw up or nothing. Just stop what you're doing. Okay. So where they do that at? I want to know where the fuck is the FDA and the people who's in charge of actually, you know, making all food. Where are they at in terms of, you know, the distribute of food, where we, you know, places where we get our food at? There was a family member, a family. I want to say there's like five in a family, I want to say. They're called the Carly's family. They're from Littleton, Colorado. They, you know, just like any normal family, go out to go grocery shopping. I don't know the actual location of the store. I didn't see any world, like, big names like a Walmart or anything like that. But it was just a little, a store that they, you know, usually go to. They go and they bought some Quaker oatmeal. Everybody knows, you know, sometimes you get the mixed box. I like the apple cinnamon myself. But, they go and they, you know, create this whole, they go and buy the oatmeal. And as the family's sitting around the, you know, table enjoying their breakfast, they noticed something a little different. They found out that the cereal did not taste as good as it should, and they checked the expiration date. And the expiration date said it was expired since February of 1997. Where they do that at? This is my little sister.
You said 1997? When I graduated high school?
1997. Okay. I was six this year. If it was early in the year, if it was January or early February, I was 6 years old when that happened. So... That's the, like, what would you do if you went to the store? And I mean, most people check the expiration date, but you're not looking at it, you know, it's going to expire, like, for a couple months. We talking 1997. Friends were still on the fucking show. So it's crazy and crazy.
What I'm thinking is...
How would you feel about that?
My attorney is on speed dial. I'm thinking, I'm going to eat this shit. I got the box here to prove it. This is from your facility, lot number such and such and such and such from 1997. I'm thinking you're fucking back. You're back. I'm thinking I'm coming for you. I'm thinking everybody's sick and we should all be properly compensated. That's what I think.
Preach.
That's what I think.
Nisha, how would you feel about eating cereal that's older than some of your kids?
Shit, 1997, that's when my middle daughter was born. Shit, fuck that. You already know I'm about to check. We already know I'm about to check. I want the money.
Well, if I'm sick,
we can't really spend it, though. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to get better, but I'm coming for my check.
I mean, I'm eating it. I'm puking through the whole box. You know what I'm saying? All the proof I need is right here in my face. These fucking groceries, I'm telling you, they get over if they can. I never go anywhere and not check for an expiration date. Because what they'll do is, like, they'll put some eggs out there, and you'll be like, damn. Why the eggs so cheap? Because they expire like tomorrow. Who the fuck finna eat a whole thing of eggs in less than 24 hours? You know what I'm saying? Not that they're not good past the date, but people try to get over. They do it all the time. Whatever they get, if they get a chunk out of their ass for this, that's on them. They want to lose that money then. You want to lose that money. Because why are you – people are not doing their job. How does something get past you that's more than 10 years old? Where the fuck do they do that at? They gotta have somebody checking this.
21 years. That's 21
now,
years.
Let me ask you a question. If it tastes good, would you say so? Would you go through with the lawsuit if it tastes good?
No shit. Yes, I want my money.
It
ain't gonna taste such a bitch.
I want Pillsbury Doughboy money. I want to put my last name on the end of it so they won't never do it again. It's going to be General Mills Jackson. Oh, new name. General Mills Jackson.
General.
That's all me. That's all me. I'm getting my money.
I see. Now, speaking of food, y'all really going to like this. If y'all, you know, there's another story dealing with food. Like I said, if anybody is eating right now, I really suggest you to just stop, especially if it's a meat product right now. But where they do that at, I guess they do this over in India. Well, they have a delicious cuisine in the country where it's created by the slums, the inner cities, I guess the hood, the ghetto of that area, and it's called Pang Peg. And what it is it's actually It's actually meat from landfill. So, you know, the landfill, when you go to the garbage and everything like that, and you put, you know, if anybody ever been to where the garbage is, you know, they have landfills and, you know, garbage and everything like that. This is meat that's been actually in landfills. They take the meat out of the landfill, they clean it, they do stuff to it, and they reuse it, like they recook it, and they put it into this dish called Pang Pang. How would you feel about that?
I don't know what the fuck to say about that. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Wait. You said they doing this for people in prison? Or am I hearing something else?
I ain't saying nothing about prison. This is everyday life.
And what are they doing this again?
This is in the Philippines. This is in the Philippines. What they do is they're giving a new, you know, whole new meaning to the whole junk food. There is a dish, a delicacy, a cuisine that is made in the hood, the streets of the Philippines. I guess it's like it's what you call a poor man's meal. So what they do is they get
these
meat.
So they trying to say it's a delicacy to eat trash?
Well, to them,
I'm not judging. I'm just saying they trying to say it's a delicacy to eat trash. I mean, it's swill. I wouldn't get that to a fucking pig.
Philippines and all out there, they eat all type of garbage any damn way. You know, they eat shit that most people don't. They think all that shit is delicacy.
I don't know that for sure, but this thing is called peg peg, and it, you know, basically, like I said before, it's meat that they get at the landfills. They take the meat from the garbage, they cook it, they clean it, they wash it, and they re-cook it into this dish called peg peg. That's basically what it is. It's only for you know the people in the hood of the Philippines.
It can't be no FDA over there. They gave it a slang name. Why they do that at? How do you wash garbage?
Well, that,
tell me how you wash garbage. If there's anybody out there on the line, tell me how you wash garbage. Please enlighten me, because you will be teaching Miss SCL something new today, baby, because I don't know.
I feel you on that organization, STL, but you know, here in the United States, we got people that's eating 21-year-old cereal. So.
Okay, hold up.
You damned if you do, damned if you don't.
You damn either way. Let me go to the line. Maybe it's somebody that's going to tell me how you wash garbage. Let's see what we got. 314, what you got? How do you wash garbage?
Hello?
314, how do you wash garbage? We're trying to figure out, how do you wash garbage? Do you know how to wash garbage?
That's not me, is it?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that I was under you all. I'm just listening, and I told my sister, I'm like, I didn't caught the middle of it because I didn't come in at the beginning, so I apologize. But, no,
You good, Carla. We don't have no problem with that. But since you on the line, they got this is a delicacy. They say they take garbage, they wash it, and they redistribute it to people. Are you a cook? Do you wash garbage?
I'm just trying to understand. Is we talking about the food that Trump is trying to package? Because that shit look like garbage and shit. You know what I'm saying?
This is actually taking over in the Philippines. There's a cuisine that they have. This is like a delicacy. This is something that they do. They have meat that has been in the landfills in the garbage, and they recycle these meats. So they take the meat that's in the landfills, they clean it, they wash it, they cook it, and they make a little dish out of it. It's a cuisine. It's called peg peg. The first story that I had was there was a family in Colorado who they bought some Quaker Oats cereal from the grocery store, and when they found out, you know, they took a bite of it, felt like it didn't taste good. They looked at the expiration date, and the date said it could expire 1997, February of 1997. Then this story is like last month.
As a chef, as a cook who's been cooking for almost 30 years, you can't do that. You can't, because it's like contamination and, you know, poisons that can get in your body from eating food that's been expired and, you know, that's been out, in the landfill and trash with other trash.
Uh-huh. Okay, Carla, I got a question for you. I said, me, I'm going for the bag. Me and Nisi is going for the bag. We eating the whole fucking box. Carla, for the dough, you ain't eating none of that cereal. You don't want that money. You just don't.
Well,
I know it's contaminated. We know it's all over them all the time.
I'm going to be honest. For the bag, yeah, I'm gonna eat the shit out of it like it was Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not eating no fucking. Because I eat sushi already, so I eat raw fish. It's like, okay, I just think of this damn raw fish.
I eat sushi too, damn it, but it ain't out no landfill. You can't wash it off and put it on no plate for me. It can't even fall on the floor. I ain't fucking
with it. I mean, shit, we don't really know for sure unless you're making the sushi yourself. You really don't know where they're getting it from. That's
that touche. Touche. Okay, Carla, you ain't got to check me like that, but it's cool. Look, we appreciate you being on the line with us, and we appreciate you calling in. Right on. Hey, that's crazy. If you just not tuning in, man, you know what it is. We silly. We're going to get out of here in a second, man. We got to go ahead and pay them bills. You know what it is. So let's get into some let's try Junie Jitters, Legal Murder. This sounds yeah. real ratchet. I don't know. Let's go. Right here with All Talk No Filter, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you got something to say. That was Junie Jitters with Legal Murderers. Oh. Hey, but we're going to jump into the hot seat, man. Let's see, who in the hot seat this week.
Wait. Y'all done got me paranoid. Now, I'm in here. But I just opened up the can of greens and I searched through these motherfuckers because I done started thinking about shit that I started talking about. I'm in this motherfucker. I'm opening up a can of greens, and you know y'all seen that little video on Facebook about the bugs and the grasshoppers and the greens. And he talking about landfills and shit, and I'm searching. When I say I'm in here peeling a can of greens, like I'm all paranoid and shit. Y'all got me paranoid. Look, I don't want to eat no bugs and shit, and nothing else floating in these motherfuckers.
If you want me to put automatically shit for you, because did you see the one about the Jiffy cornbread and it had the little worms in it?
Oh, yes. Now, see, here you go. I'm thinking about putting some cornbread, too.
And I only love Jiffy. You have to make it a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a corn. The regular cornbread that, you know, you throw in the oven old school with the, you know, the big skillet, the old cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
That is some nasty shit.
Yeah.
You can't feed that shit, will choke a horse. I don't want none of that. I don't fuck with it. But anyway, let's move on into this hot seat, though.
I'm mad as hell at rap.
Tory Hart.
Go ahead.
My fault.
She done started some shit. She gonna be thinking about that all night. But Tory Hart, we all know Tory Hart. Hold on, the ex-wife of Kevin Hart. You know he done moved on. He done had the baby or whatever. You know he been in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a problem with well, not just myself. I do see something wrong with it. But she did some recent interviews. Because she's doing, she's on a comedy tour right now. I guess, you know, everything that happened with him and the kids, you know, that split, it just somehow, not all of a sudden, she thinks she's a motherfucking comedian. So her material is mostly about him, the family life, and stuff like that. But she made a statement, and this, I guess, is what struck a chord with people, that she doesn't have a 9-to-5. She's just, her income is this touring and child support. So she made a statement about, I don't have one boss, I have two bosses because he got married now. Meaning evidently because he pays X amount of dollars that she's living off of with the child support, and now he's married. So she makes a reference to having them be her bosses and now her muse to be a comedian. But my issue is, do you have a problem with people just using, like, child support? Because she lucked up on a wealthy baby daddy. Most of the common women don't. That's usually amongst the stars. And when it's a common woman, there's a ironclad prenup somewhere in there, because that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But do you believe in people glorifying using that kind of money as just, this is my income? Niecy, how do you feel about
that?
I'm going to go to you first.
Shouldn't be doing, like, even though it is the income or whatever, she shouldn't be bragging about that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because now she gonna fuck around and the nigga gonna go to court and get that shit cut, you old dummy. But I don't think you should glorify it. You know what I'm saying? She need to be working too. Somehow,
but I don't
way.
Think. I mean, does it make you funny because you married a comedian and now y'all get a divorce? I mean, she wasn't doing that shit before she was married to him or got a divorce from him, or the fact that he cheated on her.
Mm.
I hang around a lot of motherfuckers that do a lot of shit, but that don't make me them.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's working for her though. He knew, like I knew, he'd be going to get a reduction.
Sounds like the woman's a hustler. It sounds like she's a hustler.
Because she already put the evidence out there. You know what I'm saying? So now he ain't gonna be able to stop it. But he can get a reduction since this is how she's putting her lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? When it's supposed to be, you know, towards the, you know, the bills, the kids, you know, things like that. But. I ain't never been one to get all of that. I always had to take care of mine myself.
That's true. That's true.
I ain't mad at her. Go ahead. But he's a damn fool because I'd have been in the court yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Okay. I also have to ask this one. Recently, I don't know. I don't get off into the whole Real Housewives type thing. I don't, because I feel like them and the whole, Love and Hip Hop or whatever, I feel like it makes us black and brown people look kind of silly. I feel it's just, you know, they get on there, they kind of call it down to, I look at them and be like, who's going to throw the first drink? Because that's all they do is they petty, they gossip, and they throw drinks on each other. They fight on camera. And, don't nobody want to see that shit. Fuck, they come together. I know it's entertainment, and people love to see the beef. They love to see drama. But recently, Sheree almost got kicked off the show yet again. So, Sheree, hot seat for you today. But she recently blasted the producers for putting her relationship with Tyrone. He's a gentleman that is currently serving 10 years. He's not supposed to get out until 2022. Now, everybody knows she's an empty nester. She don't know kids, know nothing at home. She has this big, fabulous house. And everybody's like, well, why are you holding on to all this? And it's just you. And everybody's like, oh, Tyrone. So they thinking that she's trying to hold all this down until he get out of jail. My thing is, everybody saw what the one housewife went through. What's her name? The little small one. I can't remember her name. But everybody know that mess she was in with Apollo. And Apollo ended up in some big, big trouble.
Phaedra.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Phaedra. Mm-hmm. And the whole money laundering and all that type of mess. So my thing is, do you think it's okay after a certain amount of years to still be, should her, okay, I'm going to say it like this. With the position that she's in, should she be waiting on a dude that's going to get out in 2022 out of jail trying to hold him down? Because you saw your own homegirl doing that phase of the franchise go through the same thing with Apollo. So, Niecy, I know at one point you were working on a reality show that mm-hmm. might have mimicked that kind of relationship. What do you think about that?
Well, listen, if you know, I done learned that if she going to keep what she got and keep her shit going on, that's on her. But don't do it for the man. Do it because this is what you want to do. Don't do it for a nigga. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? When he get out, he still got to do what he got to do. But most of the time, these type of men that are in prison like that prey on the females. That's my learning experience. And I was with this my ex 2 years before he got locked up that time. You know what I'm saying? So, and I still feel like they prey on us. You know what I mean? Like, my ex wanted to get married while he was locked up. And I'm not for that shit, bitch. I might not be a virgin, but I still want my white dress. And even though I do all I do, I still belong to a church. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still believe in God and all of that. Why wouldn't I want to be, you know, the whole thing? I deserve that. Bitches that just take the easy way out just because they're only taking the easy way out because he wants that way. You know what I'm saying? She claimed she knew him. But when they in jail, they say the sweetest, the good things. You know what I'm saying? And they make you believe that bullshit. They, you know, and don't get it twisted because I done did time too. I played a whole lot of motherfuckers. So I guess, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just what goes around comes around. You know what I'm saying? But I never told none of these motherfuckers, we going to do this, we going to do that when I get out. You know what I'm saying? They chose to do the things that they wanted to do for me while I was locked up. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to be like, oh, we're going to be together forever. Motherfucker, you know you would have never been that dude when I'm on the streets. You know what I'm saying? But I spent a lot of time. I gave a motherfucker 7 years. 7 years. So, you know, of him being locked up. There we go, a little bit, Barbie. 7 years in 2 years before. That's 9 damn years. So, you know what I mean? I don't know, but she need to be doing it for herself. You know, ain't nothing wrong with being an independent woman and keeping your grind on, you know, but not for a man after she done seen what went on with Phaedra and Apollo. Because, you know, I mean, I'm not sure. I haven't been really watching The Real Housewives, like all of that, but not lately. But she know what they go in. And a lot of times, some of them come out better. A lot of them come out, they done learned a lot more fucked up shit, you know. I don't know. Each his own. She need to be keeping it. She was already a down motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, for herself already ahead of time. So before she started fucking, she claiming that. I did see the part where she claimed they knew each other for so many amount of years before he got locked up. And he been trying to look for her. You don't think that he's an opportunist? He all of a sudden trying to look for you because you on TV? Come on now. Mm-hmm. He just saying that sweet nothings, and right about now, that's what she need to hear. You know what I'm saying? And he's saying, and it pulled, you know what I'm saying? He pulled her coat.
if anything, motherfuckers, everybody knows that people who, I know motherfuckers who will dial from jail just to get a wrong number to see if somebody will just even remotely talk to them. You know what I'm saying? But she need a fucking storyline. My thing is, what's her purpose? Like, what's her storyline? She really doesn't have a storyline. So while, she, in my opinion, while she going off
and everybody
did, and going off on the producers and all that, she need a fucking storyline. If you ask me, because but we gotta keep it real for everybody, because everybody want to hear some of everything. And I mean, we got a lot of listeners who probably do, you know, patronize the front, and it's cool if you do. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. It's just that me, I get sick of seeing. I see black and brown people tear each other down every day, all day. So I really don't want to, like, look at TV and have it glorified like that. But that's just my opinion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Rapstar, what you think about stuff like that?
Like you said, I don't like seeing black and brown people tear each other down, so I don't even know what you're talking about. So, but, you know, I can't really give a thing on it, because I don't watch these shows. I don't watch these shows. I have no interest in watching these shows. But one thing I can do say is I can agree with Nisi about, if a woman's going to hold a man down while he's locked up, regardless of how many years, she should do it for him and not, you know, for her. Because, you know, when you, if you're in a relationship and you,
that person's locked up. Sorry, I didn't cut you off. You said she should do it for him?
No, I said she should do it for herself, not him.
Oh, okay.
Nah. But what I'm saying is, when you're in a relationship and you locked up and you're in a relationship, the other person who's outside of the walls is doing that time just like you doing time too. You know, so they,
time, because if they want to, they're going to do their thing. If I get more than 3 years, do your thing. I'm not holding a person back and I got more than that. That's just me. That's just my thing. If I get something significant, I would never want somebody to be stagnant, stuck on me, and I'm in that predicament. Even though I know it's some down ass people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's going to do it regardless, but that's just me. I wouldn't want to, like, hinder anybody's progress on things. If I get more than 3 years, go ahead and do your thing. I appreciate it.
I feel you.
But I can't.
I feel you on that.
Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
I feel you on that STL, but that would be cool if it was just a situation where y'all was just boyfriend and girlfriend and everything like that. But if you have some years with each other and y'all actually been do some stuff, it's kind of hard for you to, you know, tell your significant other, you know, you could just do what you want to do. Like, if you build a foundation together and y'all been with it, it's kind of hard for you to just be like, yeah, I'm locked up for a while, so you can do what you want to do and everything like that. That's not what I'm not talking about if you're just having a casual thing. Because, you know, I'll be damned if, you know, something happens, you know, the ancestors forbid, if I get caught up in something and I'm will go away for 5 years, and I'm going to tell my woman, well, you can go and you can do whatever you want, and we got years together. Like, you doing them years together. If you with that person, you doing them years together. Ain't no, well, I'm just going to, you know, while you locked up, I'm going to just, you know, go get my nut on and see other niggas. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about
the gumption to be able to, because women and men have urges, dog. You know what I'm saying?
But
if
listen,
your girl, if your,
no,
whoever
listen,
gets locked
now,
up.
Now, in
what,
my case, I respect the fact, I mean, I got into the adult industry, the porn industry, and everything else. He was all for it. You know what I'm saying? But then that's when the can we get married shit came along, and I started thinking twice. At first I said yeah, and then I said oh hell to the motherfucking no. Yeah, when you get home we can do that, because I felt that there was an agenda behind it. Even though we spent 2 years on and off together before he got locked up, I felt there was an agenda behind it, and I still to this day feel like there's an agenda behind it. I mean, for those who have, since we started, you know, doing the show, I been open about that, you know what I'm saying, about the situation and what he did. And I was emotionally fucked up, you know what I'm saying? It was, until this day, I still feel like it was all about using my name to build what he want, and him thinking, oh, a bitch going to be a millionaire next week, and he going to get a cut of that. You understand? Even though he locked the fuck up, you know, in all naturality, he could have been, you know, entitled to that. So you spend that much time with somebody, you can't just walk away. But, yeah, granted, I done had, even the whole time we was together, whenever he needed me or wanted me to do anything, I was there. I still was doing me. Let's not get it fucked up. He knew I was still doing me. I was dating, but I still, no matter what the fuck he wanted, even when I was mad and wouldn't speak to his ass and wouldn't answer the phone, that nigga write a letter and say, Niecy, go talk to the lawyer about this. Niecy, go do this. Or he had to call his brother or somebody, and he'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Niecy, do this. I did it, because that was my job as his woman, regardless. You know what I'm saying? Because I did spend 3 or 2 years with him on and off before he got locked up. You know what I mean? So,
right.
I mean, you call it what you want to call it, but as in her situation, I think it's a little stupid. That's just my opinion. Because just because you knew this nigga from the streets, you had nothing going on with this man. She actually said it on TV, like they just knew each other. They weren't in a relationship beforehand. You know what I'm saying? Now, how he looking for you though? All I want to know is how he looking for you. And in jail.
Facebook.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, look, we need to go ahead and we gonna close it down right there. And that last word from Niecy Honey Dip and Amara, we gonna go ahead and pay some bills, and then we gonna come back and we gonna get off into those Honey Dip thoughts. I think we're going to get up off the rap scene, man. We're going to get that Lady Rebecca J. This is my shit. Galaxy. Let's go, Lady Rebecca J. It is.
Thank you.
Lovely song. Hey, we just not tuning in. You on with All Talk, No Filter. That was Lady Rebecca J, Galaxy. So now we going to maybe go to church or something, because Nisha don't tell us why you got to do it for you. I want to know, because, I'm taking notes. Let me get my pad. Wait a minute. Hold on. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you a fool. I swear for God. So, you know, I'm going through this situation where I'm trying to learn to do for me. You know, my kids, they everybody grown, even though they still in my household, they still grown. Well, at least two of them is. And two of them are still in my household, even though they grown. You know, I'm trying to learn, like, I don't know how to, I'm learning to say no, not just to my kids, but to my brothers, you know what I'm saying, who I feel over the years I have always been the crutch for my brothers. You know what I'm saying? My stepsisters and my sister, they do them. They don't bother me. They don't ask me for nothing. My sister got a hell of a good job. She worked for the government. My stepsisters is nurses and nurse aides, and, you know, they doing them. Everybody else in the family. But I feel like my immediate, you know, the immediate ones are always my, you know what I'm saying? I'm always doing for everyone else, and I'm starting to learn how to say no. And sometimes I hate to look at their faces when I say no. So, you know what I mean? It's just like, no, I ain't doing it. You know, I'm focusing on my health, you know, as I went through that real bad sickness from catching that pneumonia and the flu and everything. And that shit had me fucked up for months since, like, November. And now that I'm better, I'm finding out other situations, other health problems that I got going on, which I've been had them, but I never focused on me because I was always worried about the kids got to go to the doctors, the kids in school, the kids and their situations with lawyers, the kids this, the kids that, my brother's this, my, you know what I'm saying? I even never even knew. The most I used to really just go out and just buy myself at the store with some drawers and a bra and barely some socks, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know how to just go to the store now and just buy me something. I'll go to the store and I might see a pair of shoes that I like, but I don't know how to just stop at what I want. I still will look over there and see things for my youngest daughter, especially Miss Prissy. I'll see something that I know she'll like. She's 19. What the fuck? I'm looking at what she wants, and I'll go and buy something for her. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to teach myself now to not do that, to just focus on me, put me first. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, for people who do follow me on social media and everything else, I have now begun in the gym. You know what I'm saying? My fat ass be on that motherfucking treadmill trying. You know what I'm saying? Back and forth. Listen, I be tagged too. I was supposed to start yoga this past week, but I'll be starting on Tuesday. I've been at the brain specialist. I found out some could be good, you know, not, they ain't saying the bitch dying, but I got spots on my brain. You know what I'm saying? They say it come from headaches, which everybody knows that I've been, you know, like
I thought
I said,
it was the crazy
problem. All types of shit, because I'm crazy. That's what it is. I looked at the doctor like he was bugged out. Bitch, go tell me you got spots on your brain. The MRI shows spots on your brain, but we think it's just from the headaches that you're getting and the stress. And, you know, I got the basal artery. I mean, I got a whole bunch of issues. You know what I'm saying? Things that I was born with, all these problems. You know what I'm saying? My father's side of family fucked up. You know, my mother's side ain't all that too much better. They fucked up too. Health, you know, everybody got health shit, and I seem to have kicked it up, but I never took care of myself. I never put me first. My whole life was everybody else. And I'm trying to learn to just say fuck everybody and do me. And that shit is hard. It's hard as fuck. You know, and everybody be mad, but I don't give a fuck.
But at some point you have to, you only get a certain amount of breaths in a lifetime. You only get a certain amount of heartbeats in a lifetime. And to add stress and things of that nature to it takes away from those beats. It, you know what I'm saying? It speeds up your ultimate, you know, your clock on your demise. You, at some point you have to say self first. When they're grown. Once your kids get 18, you've done your job. You've done the best. There are no more formative years. It's over. whatever you have instilled into them up until that point in time is what they're going to enter the world with, because the world is not going to coddle them. It's not going to babysit them, especially if they're of any color other than, you know, white. So the world is not going to coddle them. You can't. And you gotta make them do, because your kids will run you in the ground too. Family and friends and kids will run your ass in the ground too.
I learned that. My oldest is like that. And it's kind of hard to just wash your hands, to just step away. That's how I am with my oldest. I wash my hands and stepped away. When I see that she's doing what she needs to do, then all that'll change. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at this moment, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to do me, get myself at a situation where when I, because I'm moving out of the state I'm in a couple years, you know, for me, not for nobody else, for me. You know, I've learned, me saying no is making it, I'm becoming a little bit stronger, but sometimes, you know, I fall back into old habits, you know, of being that shoulder, you know, everybody want to fall on, you know.
But you seem like the matriarch, though, you know what I'm saying, Niecy? That's just how it is. Well, you're the matriarch of you know, a specific sphere of people. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? So, and you just got to be like, I can't. So you can for you.
You got to think of it like this. If you ain't good, how are you going to help somebody else? You know, if you can't help yourself, you know, how are you going to help? If you don't have the energy for yourself, you can't give energy to anybody else if you don't have the energy to do. Because if you want to help that person without rest and without, you know, meditation, without, you know, actually, you know, calming
general
down,
health.
How can you give that person, mental health, how are you going to, you know, give that person the best help that you can have, give them, and you can't even give, you know, yourself about 5 minutes to, you know, just recuperate from everything. You know, you got to step back.
You know, this is what I say. I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is what I be saying.
Yeah.
I've been sick for years, but never taking that time. Like, not knowing I don't feel good, knowing my head hurt, knowing my back hurt, you know what I'm saying? Knowing all this shit. You know, like, and now I'm finally at my age, finally taking this time out. And saying, that's why I'm saying no, because I know that I got to take care of me. I see that all this stuff, me not doing what I needed to do for me, has put me at a level where I constantly get sick. I'm getting sick, I think, because of a lot of times the headaches. And me, remember me not being able to kick that motherfucking pneumonia and all of that? Because I was so worried about the stress and carrying everybody else's shit, the world on my shoulders, instead of worrying about what I'm looking in the mirror at. Just me. You know what I'm saying? And stop worrying and trying to help everybody else. Motherfuckers with the phone calls and, listen, I done started doing like what you were saying, STL. Don't even answer that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Don't even answer the goddamn phone. My brother, one of my brothers is on Facebook, and I, you know, I'm commenting. Me and my daughter going, one of my kids going back and forth on Facebook. You know, some little shit she put up, and she was like, "Ma, this reminds me of you." And so then I comment. Then my brother comments underneath her shit. He talking to her. Then all of a sudden, now I guess he see me talking back and forth with my daughter. He gonna sis call me? Hell no. For what? Whatever you gotta tell me right here. On Facebook. Bitch, I ain't calling you because I already know it's going to be something. It's going to be something. You want something? You know, my daughter come in the house telling me one of my brothers in jail, you talk to Uncle Smiley. Hell no, I don't want to talk to him either because, no, he can't come stay here when he get out. You know what I'm saying? No. I already know what the questions is going to be. And they try to back me into a corner. You know what I'm saying? Because they know that I love them dearly. I'm the oldest. You know what I'm saying? And I just tired of having to take on my father, even though he's gone and passed away, his responsibilities. You know what I mean? When he was alive, I was handling his responsibilities, and I feel like now that he's gone, I'm still handling his responsibilities. Them his children. Them ain't my children, and my ass is grown. You know?
Hey, Niecy, do you like taking on, like, the responsibilities of taking care of, like, everybody? Because My big sister, she has...
I'm a mother. I'm motherly. Everybody. I try not to, but I still do.
Yeah, because my big sister's like that. Like, she's the oldest out of 10 kids. Her father, mm-hmm. you know, been busy, you know. So she's the oldest out of 10 kids. And I'm one of her baby brothers, but me and her, we have a special bond because we have the same mother. And our mother only mm-hmm. had the both of us. So we, you know, grew up with each other. So it's kind of hard because as you know, as a man and as somebody who's been the baby of the family, I'm starting to have independent tendencies. I want to do my own stuff. I don't want to call people as much to check up on them. I want to be left alone sometimes. You know, I focus on my daily life, and she gets mad because I'm not, you know, she can't sun me like she wants to all the time because I made this separated split. But I, like I told her, I said, you like that because you have, that's who, that what makes you you. You know, if anybody would, you know, come to tell you, like, well, what did Niecy do and everything? Well, she likes to take care of this. She likes to handle this. If you need Niecy for anything, she's dependable. She's this, that, and the third. It reminds me of my little, it reminds me of my big sister a lot, actually. But I'm just saying, do you like that element?
Yeah, they know this. They know that I'm like this. Even down, you know, it's crazy because my youngest daughter has the same tendencies of doing the same thing. She's very bossy and very motherly, and I know I'm bossy, and I think she gets all of that from me. You know what I'm saying? But she getting on my nerves lately a whole lot. There's been a whole lot of shit with her spoiled ass. But because she's the baby, though, you know, and it's just not working anymore for me. I'm like, don't give a fuck either. Like, long as she's okay, and they're, you know what I'm saying? They not, you know, in no drastic situations or nothing like that. I'm going to be there. Like, obviously,
but
because they come in and go.
Even with your kids, though, you have to, even with your kids, though, you have to let them do the lead part. They're grown. Like, even with, once I got grown.
Yeah, that's the first thing they say.
It was nothing I could get
from
my mom, though. It was nothing I could get.
That's the first thing my youngest say.
I had to.
She say, Mom, listen. She say, Mom, you raised me right. Because, you know, I'm on, you better not come back here with no babies. You better not catch no STDs. You know what I mean? Every time she be like, Ma, you raised me right. I would never do that. But you know what I'm saying? You just never know why you loving this nigga. You don't know who else he loving. You know what I'm saying? When he ain't around you. You know, or females. My, I had a daughter who, you know what I'm saying, is gay. You don't know, just you with this bitch, I still be on her. You need to be going to the GYN. Just because you with a girl don't mean you don't need to catch it. You know, I can't help it, but I'm trying to fall back and just let them do them. You know what I'm saying? Because when I'm gone, what you going to do then? I ain't going to live forever. You know? They got to learn. I don't know. I'm a caretaker.
They need to fall first, though. My mom's was my last resort. Like, once I was grown, I took all the elements of the things that she taught me, you know, building foundations, the stability, do this, do that, and I tried to apply. Before I circled back around to her, I did my thing first. And some of these kids just got to
mm-hmm.
do that, they own thing first, and then circle back around. But you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So just got to brush it off, man. I know it's easier said than done. And you are a kind-hearted person, so that's just how I go with y'all. But look, we're gonna get on up out of here in a second, man. So go ahead and drop y'all handles on them real quick. Let them know how to reach out, touch y'all.
Okay, well, Niecy Honey Dip on everything. Niecy Honey Dip XXX@yahoo.com for bookings, walkthroughs, shoots, fetish shoots, porn shoots, all that, and one-on-ones. And as far as for the bookings, for shoots and events, it's at ralph_@hotmail.com. Niecy Honey Dip on everything else. And pay for your booking. Okay.
Yeah. It's your boy Rap Story. You can hit at me at Facebook. Go to Cameron Cortez. You can go to my Facebook fan page, The Resurrection of Hip Hop, Rap Store, aka Hurricane Cam. You can hit me up on Twitter, Rap Store 412. Hit me up on YouTube. See my new video, Lyrical Addiction, at Rap Store 412. SoundCloud, Rap Store. So you know I'm getting it popping.
That's what's up. Hey, we love y'all. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. We be in the same spot, same bad time, same bad channel next week. We see y'all. We appreciate you spending time with us. We out. Raphael, stay lit. Let's go. Dow House.
Leaning to the left side. Leaning to the right. Mud in my two cups. I've been faded all night. I love calling you at 4 in the morning. Faded. Telling you things about me. I wouldn't tell you sober. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Leaning to the right side. Leaning to the left. Sipping on this, oh my God. There ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff. I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Stay lit. Yeah, stay lit.
Dollhouse Radio, all talk, no filter.